Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In light of the same-sex marriage controversy, there are clashes that are occurring between the state and federal government, and certainly between individuals and the government. We're going to be talking about some of these clashes that are occurring now and what's happening in some of the states on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, we begin, obviously, with the clash with respect to Alabama. In Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a very powerful ruling that we were involved with. We filed suit directly at the Alabama Supreme Court, and that court came back with a decision, very well reasoned, prohibiting the judges, the probate judges in that state, from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. I have said on various media interviews that there will be two different kinds of clashes, one between the state and the federal government, one between the individual and the government. Could be the individual in the state or the individual in the federal government. That's the clash that's already occurred. I don't think the Alabama Supreme Court is waiting on a decision from the Supreme Court of the United States to determine whether same-sex marriage is in the Constitution or not. I think they've already come to a very solid decision. But there's other clashes out there that are recent, that are percolating right now, and some of those are in Texas and also Louisiana.
Yeah, in Texas right now, USA Today reports that state lawmakers are considering five bills, at least five bills, designed to block same-sex marriages, illegal in the state now, as per the voters of the state of Texas. And they say that no matter what, Matt, the Supreme Court rules, that they are going to continue to block artificial same-sex marriage, that that's the will of the people. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is on board with all of this. He says, quote, "Texans, not unelected federal judges, should decide this important issue for their state." Matt, you have said, and so have I over and over again, that if the Supreme Court presumes to manufacture from thin air something that cannot be, a man having a constitutional right to marry a man or a woman, that that flies in the face of order and God's natural order, natural law, history, every major world religion, and Texas says, no, we're going to stand against that.
Yeah, I think it makes the Supreme Court a joke if they do that. I think it absolutely undermines their legitimacy, and it just becomes a circus. Because if the Supreme Court justices, I don't care if it's five or nine, come up with some cockeyed decision that there is a right in the Constitution for same-sex marriage and that states cannot affirm what is part of the natural created order, the union of a man and a woman in marriage, to me that is so far off the beaten path, so far away from the Constitution, common sense, it only can come from their ideology, in which they are no longer tethered to the Constitution that they are pretending to interpret, that it becomes a laughable situation. I think it becomes a nonsensical matter, just as much as the Supreme Court did when it had a sordid history in the Dred Scott decision or in the Buck versus Bell decision. In the Buck versus Bell decision, they said that Virginia can forcibly sterilize someone because there were three previous generations in this woman's family that had low IQs, part of the eugenics movement. Just a horrible decision, completely wrong. This would fall into that category and I think would even supersede it, no question. So Texas is one of the states that says, we're not going to wait for you all to dictate to Texans that we can't have what's obviously and objectively the union of a man and woman is marriage. So they are proposing laws that if the Supreme Court goes off the farm, that they will not adhere to the Supreme Court. This is what I said was coming. Matt, it's here. We've got Alabama with the Supreme Court decision. We've got Texas proposing these laws. We've got, I think, Louisiana with Governor Bobby Jindal, who is also a very strong advocate. He's not going to bend on this issue of marriage. So this is going to happen in state after state, and I think we're going to see more of this coming up.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Matt. You mentioned Louisiana. The Marriage and Conscience Act, which if passed would protect religious liberty that has always been in place in Louisiana and protect freedom of conscience. We're seeing all across the country that this whole notion of same-sex marriage, Matt, it was never about two homosexuals having the white picket fence and settling down in a monogamous, you know, traditional kind of what we always imagine, you know, what we know marriage to be. That's not what it's about at all. It's about undermining the institution of marriage, A, and B, having a weapon to use against Christians particularly to force them to abandon the age-old definition of marriage and the Judeo-Christian sexual ethic, violate their conscience, and force them under penalty of law to be participate in a counterfeit marriage that is rooted in sinful behavior, demonstrably unhealthy and sinful behavior. And Governor Jindal, you know, we've seen these corporations come and boycott. We saw in Indiana where, regrettably, Governor Mike Pence in Indiana folded like a cheap lawn chair. It was really sad to witness. But Governor Jindal says this: as the fight for religious liberty moves to Louisiana, I have a clear message for any corporation that contemplates bullying our state. Save your breath. So kudos to Governor Jindal.
You know, I love someone who is in leadership like that, governor of the state of Louisiana, that is not afraid to stand on values. We see the opposite with, for example, President Obama. He is someone who's in the highest political power, and he pushes his radical agenda. And he's not ashamed, or I should say afraid of doing that. He ought to be ashamed for doing it because it's completely off the mark in most situations. But oftentimes with people who are on the conservative side, they want to tiptoe around this. And that's what we see with Governor Mike Pence. He caved, as you said, like a cheap lawn chair. It was shameful how he did that. Governor Jindal, though, is a breath of fresh air, just what you quoted. But there's also Governor Rick Perry of Texas, or I should say Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, solid individual, formerly the attorney general. I met him in the Ten Commandments cases that we ultimately argued. He argued one case, I argued the other, at the same court hearing in 2005. He was the attorney general at the time, defending the Ten Commandments. He's a very solid individual, won a great election in Texas. He's not afraid to stand up for what's right. We're going to see more of that taking place around the country.
Yeah, well, they recognize, these are, you know, most of them attorneys, they're being counseled by their attorneys in the states, by attorneys generals and so forth. They recognize that the Supreme Court is on not just shaky footing here. They have no footing whatsoever. You don't even hear the Supreme Court justices who favor same-sex marriage making a 14th Amendment equal protection argument, because there is none there. They are essentially acknowledging, as Justice Kennedy did, that this is all he has said millennia keeps coming to mind. I keep thinking of the term millennia, and he's admitting that they will be asked. Justice Roberts admitted, you are asking us to not allow you to join the institution of marriage. You're asking us to redefine marriage, which is something that cannot and will not and shall not ever be redefined, no matter what the Supreme Court does.
Yeah, we'll see what they come out with, but it's a shameful situation where you have two justices of the Supreme Court that actually participated in same-sex marriages presiding over the ceremonies, and they won't recuse themselves. That's Ginsburg and Kagan. That shakes your confidence in the integrity of the system. And frankly, you know, this court needs to go back to interpreting the Constitution. That's what their oath is. They weren't elected for the purpose of being activist legislators. They're elected to be an umpire calling the balls or strikes over the plate, not creating the pitch, just calling the shots as they are. And they're not doing that. At least a number of them are not. But if they go the wrong way, there's going to be a clash of unprecedented proportions, both at the state level against the federal government and individuals against the government. Speaking of individuals, you can go to defendmarriage.org or Liberty Counsel's website. LibertyCouncil.com. LibertyCouncil.com is one of our websites. And there you can sign your name on the Support for the Marriage Pledge. We have now over 100,000 signers of that marriage pledge. It was a pledge that was co-drafted by Deacon Keith Fournier and me, and it has broad-based support. Evangelicals, Roman Catholics, Orthodox Jews as well, broad spectrum. We may differ on various theological points, as we do, obviously, but on the issue of marriage, we stand united together. So go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com for more information. You can also go to lc.org to learn more about Liberty Council. Continue to pray for this ministry and stand with this ministry in your regular and faithful financial support. Call us if you have questions, 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.